Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Godless Guide. This is your host, John. It is late on Saturday night, and I am finally having time this week to record my weekly podcast. As y'all know, as you all can see, I like to get my podcast out on Sunday morning, and I try throughout the week to plan out my podcast. But this week, I have to be honest with you, this week for my family has been absolutely crazy. My wife has had one of the worst colds. I believe she had the flu that I've ever seen her have. Now, we've only been married for about 3 months. We got married last September, but we have been together for over 6 years. And my wife is the kind of person that will get a cold, but it will last maybe 24 hours. Normally, she gets knocked down with the cold or the flu, and she is right back up within 24 hours. It's absolutely amazing. But this week, for whatever reason, she has just had a cough that just won't go away. And if you've ever had the flu, you ever had a cold and you have a cough, it keeps you up at night. So there were many nights that we were up late just because she was coughing. And we were trying to figure out what she needed, what medications she needed, what other remedies she needed so that she wouldn't cough. And so I was the primary caregiver for my wife. We were trying to keep her away from our boys. At the same time, you guys know I work. I'm a full-time hospice chaplain. I am providing end-of-life care to many patients. I believe right now my caseload is between 50 and 60 patients that all have their own spiritual, emotional needs. While at the same time, I have two stepchildren who have needs and have schedules and whatnot. So normally I film my stuff or I record my stuff on Saturday. I do my education part throughout the week and then Saturday I record it. And then Sunday morning it pops up here on Amazon Music. But today, as I'm getting ready to record my podcast, my wife and I get a call from Ski Patrol. Our two boys, each weekend, they go up to the mountain. We live close to a mountain, and they go up and they snowboard and ski. And our youngest had a pretty nasty fall and broke his collarbone. Thank goodness it wasn't anything worse. There was no concussion, anything like that. But it kind of put us in a mad scramble. Jackson's about 2 hours away. Do we head up to the mountain? You know, what does he need? How can we best care for him? How do we best get him the medical assistance that he needed? Thank goodness the ski patrol and the medical staff at Mountain Hood Meadows is absolutely amazing. They're able to get him x-rays. We were able to talk with a doctor. We were able to kind of triage from where we live to where he was. And we all kind of talked and realize that having him head back on the school bus would actually be faster than us driving up there, getting him and driving him back. So having all of that said, we have been telling people about Shay's sickness, about my stepson breaking his collarbone, and a response I get a lot of is people that have known me as a pastor will say, well, I'll pray for you. And you know, a conversation that I want to have with you is, how do I feel as an atheist when someone says that they're going to pray for me? And the answer might surprise you, because I feel the same way about prayer I do today as an atheist as I did as a pastor. I firmly believe that there are some individuals in your life that will offer prayer in a supportive, in a loving way, in a way that is basically telling you, hey, you know, I'm hoping the very best for you. Like, you are on my thoughts, you are on, you know, you're in my mind, you're in my heart, and I want to let you know that I am sending, you know, prayer to my God that you will be okay. I think there are people that are very genuine when they have told me or they continue to tell me that they're praying for me. And my response to them is thank you. I am not an individual that will say, well, you know, I'm an atheist, don't pray for me. If that's the way, if prayer is the way that you show love to me and to my family, then I'm all about it. If that's how you connect with your view of the divine, if that's how you connect with our relationship, is to say, hey, I'm going to send you a prayer, then wonderful. And at the same time, I think there are individuals, and when I was a pastor and when I was growing up in the church, I felt this way as well. I think there are some people that will use prayer to manipulate. They will use prayer to basically say that, well, I'm right and you're wrong. And so when people like that, and I've had plenty of people as I've left the church that have said, well, I'll pray for you, I'll pray for your soul, that, you know, what I tell them as well is, well, thank you. Because you praying for me is not a reflection of my beliefs. It's not. It's a reflection of who you are. It's a reflection of your beliefs. And if your beliefs in the first case are genuine and you want to fill this world with more love and compassion and empathy, and the way you do that is to pray, is to bow your head, is to fold your hands, then that's wonderful, because I'm never going to turn down anyone offering me or my family genuine support. I'm not going to do it. And at the same time, if your prayer is a reflection of you being vengeful or angry or manipulative, then that has nothing to do with me either. If your prayer is a way for you to tell the world or to tell your God that you are better than me, that you are smarter than me, then that has nothing to do with me either. That has only a reflection of your jealous, angry, vengeful God. So, a quick answer, because it's almost midnight here. When people say they're going to pray for me, my answer is thank you. I'm thankful for the individuals that want to put out good energy into this universe, into this world where sometimes it feels like the negative energy, the hatred, the vengeance is overwhelming. My family, my parents are still, you know, active in the church. I know that, you know, they've told me that they're praying for me. They're praying for my marriage, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm always thankful for people that are genuine and have a care for me and have my best interest in mind. And at the same time, I know that there are people that are praying for me that I return to the church, or that the devil stops clouding my mind and my heart. I will say, you know, and this is probably a conversation for a later time, I will tell people as an atheist, if something happens in their life, if a friend's child falls sick, you know, I will tell them, hey, I'm sending you love. I'm sending you good energy. I'm sending you good vibes. And I'll also try to follow up with, and if there is anything you need, if you need a meatloaf, I make a great meatloaf. If you need someone just to order you a pizza, part of my belief system is it is just as important to offer a tangible action that it is to offer good vibes or prayers. It's important for me if something happens to a dear friend or a loved one to say, hey, I am thinking about you. I'm sending you love. I got your back. And what do you need? Do you need someone to pick up your kids from school? Do you need someone to call in a Murphy's Pizza? Do you need someone to send you a DoorDash gift certificate? One of the things that I believe is that what Christianity would say, you know, prayer without action really means nothing. And I believe that comes from the book of James, where he said, faith without works is dead. So many times we see people offering prayers, but then there's no action. And I believe that that's a pointless act. But that's another conversation for another time. I wanted to make sure that I got out a podcast to you guys this week where we talk about something I think is really important, is that when people who are Christians or any religious community, when they come to me or when they come to you and say, hey, I'm praying for you, how should you respond? Because I can guarantee you what, if you respond in an angry way of don't pray for me, then you're just going to seem like an asshole. But if you say, hey, thank you so much. Thank you for putting positive energy out in this world. Thank you for sharing your love and being a genuine person. Then I think we as atheists seem to, we seem to embody what our beliefs are. And that's sharing love and grace and kindness, not through supernaturalism, but through genuine, authentic care for our fellow human beings. So I hope you guys have a great week. If you want to send me prayers, if you want to send me love, if you want to send me good vibes as my family recovers from illness and from broken collarbones, I will always accept them and I will always thank you for them. I look forward to chatting with you here next Sunday. Don't forget to like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and share this podcast with someone who you think might be interested. All right, y'all, take good care, and we will talk real soon.